News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03 throughout much of 2020 and the early parts of 2021. We did regular and for a while we did almost daily updates on what was happening with COVID within our community. And now we're getting back at least on a once-a-week basis as there has been renewed entrance thanks to the Delta variant. That means Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, is back on the phone with us this morning. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
You know, I was telling Julie on the phone, I really have enjoyed talking with her and Bob in the mornings and some others that have come up. I just didn't necessarily like the reasons why we had to do it. But here we are once again with more concerns. And Julie, you had some numbers that were released yesterday. Bring us up to date, would you please?
Sure. Riley County is currently monitoring 130 active cases. We have identified 89 new cases since last week. Our 14-day average percent positive is 7.14%. So the good news is we are trending down here in the county, albeit very slowly. We have had 94 breakthrough cases that we've identified so far. And as of today, we have 9 individuals in the hospital, 5 in the ICU. The majority of our newest cases continue to come from the 18 to 34-year age range. However, we have started to see more cases recently from the 0 to 17-year age group. We've also seen a younger age group in the hospital as well. According to Bob Koppel at Ascension Via Christi, of the 9 COVID-positive patients currently in the hospital, none of them are over the age of 60. The range is actually 40 to 60. So also most of those recent patients in the hospital are unvaccinated, and that's kind of what we've seen most recently with our newest numbers in the hospital. Most have been unvaccinated. I share all of this because I think it's important to know that while our percent positive is trending down here in the county, our healthcare system is currently overwhelmed. Looking at the hospitalizations across the state, our running 7-day average is now 87 new COVID admissions per day in Kansas, whereas just about a week ago, we were at 65 admissions per day. And I think this is what worries me the most, and other health officials across the state share that same worry, that our healthcare workers are really burnt out even before school has started up again. And a lot of that could be prevented by more people getting vaccinated.
Speaking of vaccinations, there are a couple of opportunities for people to get their shots here in the next few days.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of events coming up. You can also schedule to get your vaccine at the health department. You can just call 785-565-6560. You can call that line anytime from Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and we'll get you scheduled at the health department. But we also have some events coming up with incentives. We will be at Manhattan Town Center Mall this weekend, this Saturday, from 1 to 5, administering the Pfizer vaccine. So that's for anyone 12 and up. And the mall is actually giving out $15 gift cards if you get vaccinated and the option to gift 45 points to any elementary school of their choice in the mall's Grand for Grade Schools event. So lots of great incentives there. So again, we'll be at the mall Saturday from 1 to 5. We'll also be at Little Apple Brewing Company this Sunday from 12:30 until 3:30. We have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine available at that event. So that's the one-dose shot. And if you come and get vaccinated that day, you get a gift card to Little Apple Brewing Company for $50.
Like the incentive programs. Too bad they're not retroactive.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it somewhat alarming to you that the numbers that we're seeing with the increases in school-aged children with, you know, school starting next week?
It is alarming, and I think that's why many school boards have, you know, they've had a tough decision like they did last year at this time. But with, you know, with the vaccine being more readily available, we really didn't think we'd have to have that tough a decision to make this year. But I think a lot of school boards have went ahead and mandated masks. I know that USD 383 is talking about that, mandating masks for all students, regardless of vaccination status, just because of the state that we're in right now with the high level of transmission in our county and with seeing some of our younger kids being affected. We had a lot of camps, summer camps this year that we've had to monitor because we've had some positives and a few outbreaks there. So yeah, it does worry us. Kids have very mild symptoms and there's not many kids being hospitalized. So very mild for the kids, but it's still the worry that they are spreaders and that they could still spread COVID to their parents or to anyone with underlying conditions. And that's really the worry there.
Brandon Peoples is going to jump in here. He's got a question for you, Julie.
Curious, Julie, if we're any closer to getting approval here for vaccines for kids 12 and under. What's the latest on that? Do you know?
We've heard a little bit of everything, Brandon. We've heard that it might be ready by September, and then we've also heard that it might not be ready till January. So I don't really have a good estimate as far as time right now. Probably closer to January is my thought.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk quickly about testing. Anybody that wants to get tested can do so at a number of different places.
Absolutely. Yep, we're now offering free drive-up testing through collaboration with KDHE on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 4 at the mall. And this is for anyone with or without symptoms, and you do not have to have an appointment to just drive up and get tested. So that is free of charge. Again, 10 to 4 on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the mall parking lot. That's on the north side of the mall, right by Dillard's. We are also offering testing for anyone who's symptomatic at the health department. So if you do have symptoms, even if they're mild symptoms, don't hesitate to give us a call. Our screening line is 785-323-6400. That is available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We can usually get you tested that same day. So just call and get scheduled for even mild symptoms. You know, we've kind of seen symptoms all across the board from a light, you know, fever, headache, what might seem like a cold or sinuses. You know, we've seen those kind of symptoms even to, you know, your more typical symptoms like loss of taste and smell. So even if they're mild symptoms, we encourage you to get tested.
I was looking at the Riley County website, which is rileycountyks.gov, and you got the tab right there at the very top is saying Riley County COVID-19 information and updates. And there's a lot of details. Overall, in Riley County, over 7,200 people had been confirmed, I guess, to date with COVID. That's a lot of folks, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All the information that you need in terms of getting tested, the vaccination opportunities, all those details are available on that website. Once again, that's rileycountyks.gov. Click the tab that says Riley County COVID-19 information and updates. Julie, anything else you'd like to add today?
I just encourage people to continue to be aware of your surroundings. You know, we still are under the guidance, according to CDC, vaccinated or not, really with our high levels of transmission here in the county, you should be wearing a mask in public places just to be, you know, just to protect others around you and protect yourself. I think it's just important to be aware of your surroundings. I can encourage people to get tested and definitely encourage people to get vaccinated.
Brandon?
I've got an interesting stat here, Julie. I thought I might share here. This is from Pottawatomie County Health Department Director Leslie Campbell. She was telling me yesterday that of their 2,259 positive cases, 24 of those had vaccines. So 24 were breakthrough cases of their total cases. That's a 0.01% of the cases that have been vaccinated. So it kind of goes to show you how
that's very slim.
How effective the vaccine really is.
Absolutely. Yep. We've had 94 breakthrough cases, so about the same percent as far as sharing that with, you know, comparing to Pottawatomie County. So very few breakthrough cases. And really with our breakthrough cases, we're seeing most of them affected by the Delta variant and very mild cases compared to what it could be. So definitely that vaccine has shown some protection.
I've also heard that there are individuals that are getting a third Moderna shot to help protect them from the Delta variant?
Yeah, and we don't have guidance on that yet. That's not been approved yet. So we have had some individuals call and ask about that. We are unable as a health department to give a third shot because, again, that hasn't been approved. But we're waiting on more guidance for that.
Well, Julie, I know, as you had made mention, a lot of healthcare workers still under the gun and being overwhelmed, but certainly thanks to you, your staff, and all those that are in the healthcare field, because that can't be an easy gig to be working on right now, is it?
It's not been easy, but yeah, we have a great staff of the health department, and overall, our healthcare system here in Manhattan has been great, great with communication, and we've been really working together. But yeah, we really want to do our best to protect the healthcare system. You know, that's what we've been working this whole time for is to protect our healthcare system. So when there's a vaccine available, we just really recommend to get that vaccine so that we can help protect all of our healthcare providers.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking some time out of your morning to visit with us, and we're going to start once again doing these updates on a weekly basis every Thursday morning here in this same time frame here on News Radio KMAN. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
7:13 with a look at our forecast, and Mitch Fortner with sports on the way on KMAN.